views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So happy to be here today. Benny, thank you so much for captaining this Starfleet ship.
Hey, and Starfleet. All right. I'm moving up from just a boat on the water.
There you go.
Thank you.
Many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Well, next week, I have an awesome guest on with me today. I'm doing tarot card readings all day, all hour, with a three-card tarot card reading for callers. First card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. If you are interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you are feeling stuck in your career, disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying unsuccessfully to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it all through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings for me if you've had a reading from me already, because a reading pulls from the universe well, so to speak, and if we go to the well too often, the messages that can come up can be superfluous and redundant. I always love updates, so if you put some ideas into place based on a reading that I gave you and want to share, please do. We're all in this journey together. So today I'll be using the Rider-Waite Tarot Card Deck. You can feel free to follow along if you have a deck, or you can look at the cards online. As each reading is done with a fresh perspective, I don't look at stock interpretations of a card, and because I don't know who wrote them. They all vary, but they're there just as guides. I really look at each card individually, mostly just focusing on the picture. I have today got a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be pulling cards on the caller's behalf using my left hand, as that is my non-dominant hand. The non-dominant hand is the hand that accesses the unconscious. For those tuning in for the show for the first time, welcome. I named the show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with a very clear intention, as I see myself a little bit mainstream, a little bit metaphysical. I wanted to have a show where there was something in every show people could use within their ability and power in concrete terms to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Just a little bit about me, particularly if you're new to the show. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader. I work with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively. It's my belief we're all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It almost feels as if you're walking against the wind, which is taxing to the mind, body, and spirit. And this leads to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard but only getting half as far. My role is not to define your path, but rather to help you use that energy effectively so you're moving that energy to your back, and now you're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. And as a result, there's movement of energy and joy can be embraced, but all from a place of great strength that you created. I use tarot just as the primary medium to connect with intuition, and I see that as a visual representation of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wanting you to succeed, so nothing scary can possibly come up, even though there are some scary-looking cards, I can't deny that, but sometimes those are actually the best cards. Please know I am not a fortune teller. My readings are not predictive, as I believe that personally messes with free will. I totally understand the desire to know when something will happen. I want to know. I definitely hear ya. Yet it actually can make a person feel even more frustration because the path to get to the place of desired joy can seem too challenging to overcome if no path is laid out. And this can actually yield more stress and frustration. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle, where tools to embrace joy are presented through the intricacies of the cards. In addition, last year I was named one of the top 50 psychics in the United States in the book Top 50 Psychics and Mediums in the United States by Jennifer Diamond, which was totally awesome. So, while I'm going to be doing a 3-card reading today on air, if you'd like to schedule a full reading or full session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. As I do sessions over phone and Skype, as well as in person, clarity, guidance, and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. My focus as a professional tarot card reader has always been to serve as the guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by the outside metaphysical practitioner, but powered solely by you with all your strength and joy. I was always frustrated when I would hear advice that seemed to say a lot, but left me lost. Comments like, just let it go, honor yourself, be who you are, just be you in a relationship, don't let worries take over, chill out. We all know what those phrases mean, and on some core level, we even know how it would feel if we embraced those phrases. Yet from my type A control freak perspective, the phrases didn't give me anything other than a sad feeling, as I know I'm not honoring the phrases correctly because I don't know how I would do that in the first place. That being said, when I started my company, Elite Tarot, I found myself saying some of those same phrases to clients, all with the best of intentions. I remember so clearly saying, oh, you just need to let it go, to a client early on, and thinking I was finished with my sentence, only my client looked at me intently waiting for me to finish. And she said, Eve, yeah, I got it. I need to let it go. I came to you to ask you how. I'm so grateful for that moment because it was that day that I set out to create step-by-step techniques people can do immediately in their power to do the very things that the phrases want you to do. So now when a person sees me in my office or over phone and Skype, and it's clear that she's holding on to some stuff that no longer serves them, I can say, okay, step one, try this, step two, try this, and so forth. I look at these similar to recipes for optimal success and happiness that can be replicated and honed for each person based on their specific needs. So let's just get this party started. Before I start a reading, I always like to have a little disclaimer that I am not a lawyer, doctor, therapist, or realtor, and that a reading should never be a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. We've got a break coming up, but hopefully we can get a reading started. So why don't we get to our first caller, Amy. Amy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you so much.
So glad to have you here. Is there anything you have a question about or would like guidance on?
Yes, I would want to say I'm so happy to be on the show. And I have a question just maybe about life purpose. And I love tarot, and I feel like it might be really helpful.
Well, excellent. Well, let's take a look and see what we got. I have no idea what your life purpose is, but hopefully we'll get some, at least some direction for you. So what I'm doing is I've just been shuffling the cards while you've been talking, and I've been cutting the deck with my non-dominant hand, and now I'm just choosing three cards on your behalf about finding the life purpose going forward. And let's take a look. I think we'll get started and then we'll go to a break. Okay, so we start with the Two of Wands. Now, this is a great and awesome card because in this card, you see a person with all their strength and everything like that. And he's standing there with a very noble red cape and he's got two wands on either side. He's clearly in a castle somewhere and he has a globe in his right hand. This card shows just how your great strength you have in order to move your vision forward. Wands tend to talk about creativity, what inspires you. And so literally, you've got the world in your hands, literally here, as he's got a globe in his hand, and he's got one hand on these one of the two wands, meaning that we're just at this kind of almost embryonic stage, that start of a vision. Now, this, you have all the ability, first of all, in order to make that vision a reality. However, there's a bit of a frustrating part to this card, but it's really a blessing in disguise, in that he is kind of behind this sort of concrete moat in this castle, meaning that you're ready and rearing to get started on your vision about putting some of those dreams into reality. And yet for whatever reason, there's almost a feeling of kind of like not being able to actually launch. Does that make sense?
Oh, 100%.
Excellent. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, hang with me and we're going to finish the reading and we'll get past that moat and on your way. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
I couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know.
Couldn't resist.
I love it. I love that song. Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy and doing readings today. I'm doing three tarot card readings today, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So, if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. So right before the break, I was just starting the reading with Amy. Amy, are you still with me?
I'm here.
Yay. All right. So we're doing a reading about life purpose and just living out those dreams. We started with the Two of Wands, which is really all about, first of all, noting how much strength you have and creative vision that you have in order to launch forward. We're just at that beginning stage. And that's the time when that we try to kind of define the vision and define our market, define how it's going to be received and all those endpoints. That can be dangerous because then we miss sometimes some of those gifts from the universe that can help guide us on some detours that aren't in our brain right now, but could ultimately be something even that exceeds your expectations. With the Two of Wands, you've got that world in your hands, you've got the creative vision, you got the strength, but we're kind of being held back, which is the total blessing in disguise, because that usually just means that there is some additional information that you just do not know yet. And it's the kind of thing that once you do know that, it's like, oh, phew, thank goodness I didn't do this earlier. And so that's why, but it's still frustrating nonetheless. But let's see if we can get a little bit more guidance on this. So I just turned over the second card, which represents something challenging or blocking you. And we have the Seven of Swords, or I like to call this the texting while walking card, because in this card, you see a person and he's holding five swords. He's looking back over his left shoulder at two swords. He couldn't grab them all, but clearly also over where he's walking away from is all the known. And so you've got a split energy from an energy perspective where you have a person walking forward, but looking backward. And just like, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I got everything. Oh, but it's also known. There's a comfort there. And when you do that, that energy just cancels each other out. And that's why it's kind of texting while walking, because you're not really honoring fully either. There's one thing we always say, well, totally focus on the future. But another part would be, make sure you're fully giving that time to honor the past. Thank it, bless it, release it if you need to, but that you're not doing them all together, because then you may hesitate on taking some steps forward, some leaps of faith forward into the unknown, or wanting just to recreate something that is known into the unknown, which is really not much of a stretch. And you've got this huge, giant creative vision. And so the key is give, you know, this sounds so crazy what I'm about to tell you, but yeah, it's those counterintuitive things sometimes works. Kind of separate this energy by time of day. So like 9 to 5, I'm only going to focus on the future. I'm going to get excited about the future. I'm going to start to think about the future. I'm going to plan for the future. And anytime I think about where I'm leaving from, the past, all of that, I'm just going to say, come back at 5 o'clock. Then from 5 to 9, I'm just going to celebrate, honor, release, forgive, bless, thank all of the gifts and the mentors and everything from the past so that I give that full credence. And then, but then anything about the future, I kind of say, you know what, come back tomorrow. And each day, perhaps shrink it by an hour towards the past so that we're not just combining them, but you're creating that own vision going forward. Does that resonate?
Oh, yeah, that's really helpful.
Oh, excellent. You know, and the advice card, I just turned it over. And I think that that's really just the kind of tweak that is the universe, the reason for the universe kind of holding you back a little bit, because the advice card was the 5 of cups. Now in this card, you see a person cloaked with a black cape and he's looking, and it's a very powerful, strong card where he is focus so clearly on 3 spilled cups of wine or grape juice and right in front of him, representing grief, sadness, perceived mistakes, even though they may not have been mistakes at all. And anything that perhaps they didn't go well, disappointments. I thought I would be here by now. I thought this would have happened by now. What he can't see, because it is directly behind him, are 2 upright cups. And the universe clearly does not put those 2 upright cups in his line of sight, because the person won't see it beyond the 3 spilled cups. And so it is requiring a conscious shift away from those 3 spilled cups of wine before launching forward. So one of the things you may want to consider doing, in addition to separating out by time, is doing a releasing exercise where think about a person, situation, living or past, where they may have, you may have equated that to a loss or trauma or tragedy or something where you're beating yourself up on, or whatever is keeping you in that, tethering you to that experience. Write a letter to that person. This is just between you and the universe. And even though you're writing a letter to that person, it actually has nothing to do with that person. They're never going to know about it. They shouldn't know about it. So if maybe somebody said to you, oh, Amy, I don't think you could ever start your own business, or I don't think you could ever do that, even if it was a good-intentioned rock that they just gave you, you're still carrying around this rock. So that's why it really has nothing to do with the person. And so handwrite out a letter. Dear so-and-so, I can't stand that you said this. You made me doubt myself. You made me focus on this sadness, pain. Write everything out. But then at the end, put however, I choose to live my life with love and joy and strength. And so for all that, I release you. And then immediately, but you know, this next part though is immediately sign, and then do not check it for grammar. Do not spell check it. Do not take a picture of it. Don't go to the bathroom. You immediately want to dispose of this. So immediately burn or shred the letter, because that way your brain is able to ritualistically and consciously see that you are releasing this. This is not forgiveness. That's a different matter. This is just for you and you alone to release that, so you can turn to those 2 upright cups. Does that, I hope that's been helpful.
It's so helpful. I really appreciate the reading. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And please, will you keep us updated once that Two of Wands starts moving forward? Because let me tell you, I don't worry about you for a minute. you're on your
Thank
way.
You so much. Have a future.
My pleasure. Take care. Thanks so much for calling. You know, so much with this reading in particular, there are three minor cards. And in tarot, we've got minor cards and major cards. The difference between them, there are four minor suits and one major suit. I almost liken that difference to a storm. Minor cards might be if a storm is coming, make sure you have enough eggs, make sure you got enough milk, make sure your windows are rolled up. A major card might be the storm, so it's more pervasive. So when a reading has just minor cards, even though it doesn't feel minor, it's amazing how a few tweaks of action can just open up the wells of intuition, inspiration, and movement. If a card has more major cards, it's more like, who am I? Where am I going? Which can take a little bit longer. I always equate it to, if you've got terrible back pain, it is possible that you've got a back issue that you need to go see a doctor, but you also might be having your wallet in your back pocket all the time. Removing the wallet, all of a sudden you're back in alignment and that pain gets better.
I can 100% attest to that.
Have you done that?
The last few years I've noticed, because I used to ride a motorcycle and I had the decent sized wallet plus a chain on my right side. And for a while I was constantly having to like take it out. And finally it's the first thing I do when I get in here. I take it out so I can sit down and enjoy my work with you and all my other hosts and also have it not dangle around and stuff like that. So it does work. So it does work, people.
But, you know, it almost seems a little bit too easy, doesn't it?
I know, right? I should have thought of that years ago.
Well, no judgment. It's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
But sometimes we like to go after the harder, more complex solution when sometimes just, you know, hey, do you have your wallet in your back pocket? Maybe consider going a day.
You're sitting right on the problem.
Literally.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, I love that. So Sheila and David, hold on, but we're going to take another break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about readings at an event nationwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. So, we also have a phone line open, so if you're interested in getting a reading on air today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Today I'm doing readings all hour with a 3-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice, as I look at tarot as of just the visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Nothing scary can come up. So let us go to David. David, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thanks. Hi, Eve.
Hi. Is there anything, welcome. Is there anything that you have a question about today?
Yeah, it's having gone through the overwhelming intuitive stuff, did a reading that the Jack of Wands was the second one, and I'm wondering about finding where I'm at now and finding my path or whatever.
You got it. Well, let's take a look. Okay, so we start with one of those scary looking cards, but there's nothing scary about it. And to tell you the truth, I actually adore this card, even though once you can get past how scary looking it looks. And so it's the Nine of Swords. And in this card, you see a person, and it's literally one of my more literal cards. You see a person up at night with worries and anxieties as represented by nine swords. Now, the thing is that your brain is only freaking out with worries and anxieties if you're moving in a direction that is perhaps out of your comfort zone. And ultimately, as much as I would love to go to the gym and just tell the personal trainer, can we just stare at the barbells today and get fitter? Unfortunately, I have to stretch and I have to go beyond it. So with this card coming up in this core position, there's really about a sense of having kind of the worries about things that have not been proven true. What if? Imagining almost the worst case scenario. And while there are some genuine concerns, like need to pay rent, need to do these things, they tend to get, and not just for you, for pretty much everyone, myself included, they tend to get overshadowed by the bigger more fantastical concerns. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and the thing is that it's really important to separate out those worries. I always say if you've got an elephant in the room and the poor little gerbil, nobody's paying attention to the gerbil. And the gerbil needs money. The gerbil needs food. The gerbil needs water. And in fact, the elephant might just step on the gerbil by mistake. And so we want to make sure that we're taking care of everything. So one of the ways I recommend doing that is think about the time that your worries are reigning supreme and take a sheet of paper out. Bullet point out every single one of your worries. The legitimate ones, such as need to pay rent, you know, those kind of things, need to find a path forward. And also the more fantastical things. What if space aliens come in from outer space tomorrow? You know, all of those things. Then the next day, at your sanest time, so for me, it's 10 in the morning, and I can't believe I've lost sleep the night before worrying about space aliens coming in from Jupiter, take your sheet of paper out and a Sharpie and cross off everything that has not been proven true. With everything left, take a pen and write one or two things that you are doing with your strength to address those remaining concerns. So we're separating them out, but we're not using the brain that's creating the elephant dreams to discount it, because that's just not going to happen. We're using more that higher power that you've got in spades. Something challenging or blocking you is the sun. Now this, it's almost so interesting because we've got this nine of swords, which is all at nighttime. And what's challenging or blocking is card number 19, the sun, which is one of the most positive cards in the tarot. And in here, you've got the inner child surrounded by sunflowers and the sun on this horse, just like having the time of his life. So how can this card be in a block position? It's because I could be wrong, but I think it's because you are truly honoring that inner child drive for joy, for adventure, for intuition, for feeling inspired. And that is actually a positive, but it is running up against the brain, which does not like things that are unknown, because the brain equates that with unsafe. Your brain will catch on later, but only after results are seen. But what is challenging you is actually something super positive. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah, totally.
And even more so, excellent, even more so, the advice card is card number one, the magician. So now, just as I talked about before the end of the last segment, unlike the last caller, you have two major cards and one minor card, which means that this is a time not so much about what you do, but more about just embracing, like, what do I want this chapter to stand for? Who am I in this time? And to give yourself permission for that to happen on universe time, which is unfortunately different sometimes from human time, much is the pity, but to allow for that organic growth. Now, with the magician card, this is also talking about a fantastic time of strength and everything, but it's a little bit of a frustrating card. But once you catch into the frustration part, it's like, ooh, this is good. Basically, with the magician, it is letting you know you have all the ability to manifest what that inner your inner child direction that you're wanting to take forward takes place. And you have almost the innate ability to be able to manifest things, to kind of suss out the problem, to diagnose the problem for others. And so that's a great blessing. That's yours. That's one of your gifts. However, what then can happen is that then you kind of proverbially beat your head against the wall. If it's so easy for you to diagnose that for others, then why are you not able to diagnose it for yourself? And so then you can kind of beat yourself up on it, which then leads to more Nine of Swords. Recognize that if you can't come up with the next clear step, It means it is not in your brain right now. So it's not a matter of needing to think more. It's just a matter of separating out the worries so you can more fully allow that inner child direction to come to the surface and then give you next steps that are authentic to you and you alone. And because your journey, and I may have said this before, is completely yours. So it is going to look like that of no one else on this planet. Do not get into the habit of kind of judging yourself against, why can't I figure it out? If I can figure it out there, I must need to think more. This is not a matter of thinking more. This is a matter of just experiencing and giving yourself permission to follow in that inner child journey.
Okay.
Does that resonate? Does that answer?
Yeah, it totally resonates. Wow. This is great reading. Thanks.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Please keep us updated. And thank you so much for calling. I can't wait to hear where it all leads. Well, Amla, why don't you hang on, because we're going to take our last break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Look at me. Look at me. I am changing, trying every way I can. I am changing, I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling, as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
I'm gonna start right now, right here. I'm hoping.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, doing readings. Let us get right to this, our shorter segment, so let's get right to it. Amla, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you.
Excellent. Is there anything you have a question about?
Actually, I recently doing a lot of spiritual work, and I recently walked away from somebody I was interested in, and it was a really huge, huge transitional learning experience. So I just feel so empowered and ready to meet somebody, quality life person. I think this past person really was a stepping stone, symbolic meaning for me. So wondering what you think for that.
Yeah, let's take a look and see. One thing that I would definitely recommend is that yesterday you take a sheet of paper out and a pen and just bullet point a list of your core non-negotiables, tapping into the inner child, not comparing it to another person, but rather when you were 8 or 10 years old, imagining that person, what qualities that person would have, but then making sure that you don't have any specifics, because brown hair might be nice, but it ties the hands of the universe from being able to exceed your expectations. By writing that down, you're making a contract with the universe, and you're saying, bring this person to me, but you now have a guide, because you deserve everything on your list, and that if you are not, if you decide to proceed forward with someone when they clearly are against something that you need, then you know that you are compromising. But let's take a look and see what the cards say. So the first card that came in, and I'm going to go kind of fast, just as that's that kind of part time of the hour. So the first card that we get is card number 18, the moon. So, you know, the moon, it really talks about, you know, I love the fact that with motivation, the motivation that I heard and the enthusiasm I heard in your voice, yet this card really talks about the fact that you're kind of in between two very distinct places. One is going backwards, and that's shown by a lobster coming up onto the shore. And then one is the future, which is shown by this small, windy, narrow road where you can't see the destination. Both seem unattractive, because our brain only wants to proceed forward if we know what's waiting at the other end. But then also know that just know that past experience does not necessarily, what do they say about financial investing? Past performance does not necessarily indicate future, the future stuff. So just because you can see the past and it seems that much closer does not mean you're going that direction. And then just know that you take your great brain with you in order to navigate the twists and turns of the path ahead, not looking too far down the road, but rather just taking it step by step, which is sounds pretty straightforward, but it's easier said than done. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes total sense. Yep, I'm
with you. Excellent. Yeah. Something challenging or blocking you is this Seven of Swords, our familiar card from earlier today, my texting while walking card, which is basically the minor arcana version of this moon card, because the energy is going forward, but all of the looking and the energy, but rather your feet are going forward, but all the energy is looking backward. And so so take this time to really release the past, and you know, you could do the exercise that I talked about, and you know, you can definitely listen to the archive just to go through it if you need that again. I would definitely release that past, just because you want to be walking forward with that open heart and being able to be vulnerable, so that, and knowing that if for whatever reason, if it doesn't turn out the way you want, you're still living, you're still going to be fine, and that you're it's not triggering a recycle of the past. Does that make sense?
Total sense. Yes.
And then just to kind of like, clearly that is what is going on here. The advice card is the Five of Swords. And in the Five of Swords, it's really about recognizing that it might not necessarily feel comfortable or normal to start going down that path of openness into the unknown, because you're much more comfortable in a familiar cycle. And that's shown by the Five of Swords. Know that it's not, even though it may not necessarily feel right, it is, as long as you're honoring your non-negotiables. Because I always say go through open doors, but honor red flags, because unfortunately, much as the pity, we never see the green neon arrow pointing to a person saying, this is the one. You're not going to see those green lights, which is going to give that brain comfort. And so instead, it's about going forward, recognizing that the brain might also, in some small way, crave a little bit of the past conflict, just because that's familiar. It's like you know what to do there. It's you're doing all the right things by starting to go forward. We just want to make sure that you're not putting so much energy into the past or starting to doubt yourself for going forward by the fact that it doesn't feel the same way. Recognize that as a deliberate brain sabotage attempt to stall movement. Not that your brain hates you, but your brain looks at that unknown as unsafe. It will catch on later on. I hope that's been helpful for you.
That was wonderful. That totally makes sense. And yes, bring on new changes and new beginnings for the new fall season. So, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, will you keep us updated?
Yes.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. So I think we have time. Benny, do we still have one other caller?
Yeah, we can sneak in Carrie real fast.
Yep. I think we'll do is I'll do a quick reading.
Sure.
Carrie, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much. My question is also similar. I need to start some new beginnings in my relationship, and I was wondering if there was any advice for that.
You bet. Well, I would definitely encourage you to, just because we are just literally just have like about 2 minutes left, I would definitely encourage you to listen to the archive about the making the list of non-negotiables, also about releasing the past. So I'm going to go super fast through this, so I apologize, but I wanted to get to you before the end of the show here. The first card that came up is the Two of Cups, or as I call it, the Get to Know You card. Recognize that the greatest relationship with another person first starts from getting to that place of self-love, so that because we attract and are attracted by people of the same level of emotional health that we are. And so if you're feeling all put together, then you're going to be automatically attracting other people who are also using and seeing all their talents, energies, and gifts as one composite. So really honor the fact that you are such a unique composite of different talents and energies, making sure that we're putting them all together. Worries will attempt to separate and divide, but you are stronger together. And that is actually the core part where you can scream from the rooftops, I love myself. And when you can do that, then you know automatically you're going to be putting out and seeking out that similar person who also is in a really good place, so that you, the two of you, can be teammates. Something challenging or blocking you is the Ace of Cups. Now, this is a positive challenge because aces are all about beginnings and cups are all about the heart. But this is about something that is being presented from the universe, meaning that it's being presented externally to you. And so that means it's instantly suspect. I would definitely look at the people, suitors, anything around you. Just run it by your written list of non-negotiables. If you don't see any red flags, consider going out for coffee and just keep proceeding that way. And I'm going to go really fast to the next card, the advice card, which is the Lover's card, which is the major arcana version of the Two of Cups. And as you can see, those two cards look so similar together. When you see nudity, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance. Honor who you are at your core and do not compromise that and contort yourself. We're done with that in the past. We're now about living who you are with strength and just all the wonderful gifts that you are, and putting that forward to the universe without the fear and without the compromise. I am so sorry that we had to rush through it so quickly, but I hope that's been helpful for you.
It sure has. Thank you so much.
That's my My pleasure. Please keep us updated. Well, end of the show is here. I want to thank everyone for tuning into Mainstream Metaphysics Radio for our reading show. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is such a blessing for me to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show when I will have on a guest with me doing joint readings together. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.